It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful week. Thank you for the gift of life and all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we pray before the throne of mercy, confessing whom we are and what we are before you. Please have mercy, forgive us of all our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Father, please lead us, guide us. Order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations in the name of Jesus. All our endeavors we commit to your able care. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. I sincerely apologize for the absence for almost 1 week now. I'm so sorry for that. Sometimes we run, sometimes we walk for some reason. Sometimes we run. May God bless us in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Join me as I open my Bible to the book of Numbers, chapter number 11. Numbers, chapter number 11. I will read verse 1, then jump to verse 31 to 34. Verse 1, then thereafter, I will jump down to verse 31 through to verse 34. God bless you as you follow the readings. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost part of the camp. Now, verse 31. And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp. And it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp. And it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, it was chilled, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaava, because there they buried the people that lost it. Hallelujah. Amen. This is episode 5 of Report and Not Murmuring. Reporting and not murmuring. I've said a bit of things in the previous episodes, and I want you to remember I did explain that murmuring is, you know, a form of, you know, protest or expressing dissatisfaction of a situation or anything going on. Yeah. And I also told you the same thing, complain. It's also, you see, when we are talking of complain, there is, you know, the positive complain and the negative complain as well. Look at verse 1 here. The verse 1 was talking about, you know, and when the people complained, they complained. This one was a negative complaint. The Bible said their complaint was displeased the Lord to the point that God has to release his fire to burn up on them. And some people were consumed. Some people were died there. What were they complaining about? In the first place, you remember when we are talking of murmuring, we've read from the book of Exodus, chapter number 16, how they murmured because of what? Because they wanted to eat bread. They wanted to eat. They murmured, and despite that, God overlooked that. He provided them manna. And now, they have been eating manna, so they were not actually hungry again. But in this place, what were they complaining about? They started complaining about the manna that God gave them out of his own benevolence, out of his own mercy. God gave them the manna, and they started complaining. You can read the whole chapter 11, or this Numbers chapter 11 this morning. You see, they started naming the manna. The manna is like, it's not like, the manna is unlike the cucumber we used to eat in Egypt. Can you see them? It's unlike the melon. You know, we used to eat freely. They said freely, under bondage. How can a slave say that he's eating freely? Somebody that is inside bondage. Can you see that their complaint was outrightly negative, not positive complaint? If it is positively, you know, done, it will change. Positive complaint, we prefer solution. But the negative one, will be very devastating. I'm talking this morning about devastating effect of murmuring. Devastating effect of murmuring. That is what I'm talking about this morning. Can you see them? So they were complaining, unlike melon we used to eat, unlike, you know, leeks that we used to eat in Egypt, unlike onion we used to eat in Egypt, unlike the garlics we used to eat in Egypt. And they started talking, even the manna. What is the manna itself? It just look as a coriander seed. That manna is so, it's just like coriander seed. Do you know that the color is just like that of bellium? Can you see it? That of delion. That is how the color is. So they started, you know, belittling what God has given to them, the bread of heaven that God provided for them. They started talking all sort of rubbish concerning this. And the Bible says that this thing displeased God. Actually, it displeased God. They started talking rubbish, trashing what God has done, instead of them to tell Moses that Moses, could that be anything? Or even tell God himself, can you pray for God? Can you pray to God for us? That we maybe our diet can be a bit changed. But they put it towards the wrong, you know, direction. That is the reason why you see God here from verse 31, rain down meat, quails for them. And the Bible said, as soon as they prepared it, and the thing was between their teeth, they still want to tear it before they start chewing it. The wrath of God fell upon them. And guess what? Thousands of them were killed. That is the reason why they named that place, you know, Kriboth Havata. Can you see? That place means the grave of cravings, or the grave of lust. It was so devastated. Why should you need a thing, and that thing provided for you, and you die not even enjoying it? not even know how it tasted. God did not permit these people that partake in this kind of complaint in verse 1. God did not allow them to know the taste of that very meat. God killed them. This is how devastating murmuring can be. Just like I told you from the other side, from the western part of Nigeria where I grew up, when you murmur against your father or your mother, your life, you will enter into trouble. You will enter into trouble. Murmuring is not good. Just like I've said before, make sure you never murmur. You need something, speak it out. Speak it out, report it. Okay, this is the situation. And do you know this thing has started affecting me? You know, I don't like this thing like this, or I don't. Make it plain. Instead of murmuring, make it plain. God has to, you know, deal with them. Here, they all died there, as many of them that were partakers of this complaint that displeased God. What about you today? What are you complaining about? Your complaint, is a positive one? Is it the complaint that is looking for a change, or complaint to, you know, to shame someone, or complain to put someone in upward situation? What is that complaint? What is that thing you are complaining about? Why don't you spew it out? Why don't you discuss it? Why don't you pray about it? Why don't you fast about it? Instead of complaining, instead of misappropriating, you know, your anger towards men, why don't you face God in prayer? Instead of you misappropriating your anger towards your husband, why don't you speak to God in prayers? True, God will still use your husband to provide that thing, but why don't you talk to God to bless your husband on your behalf? Why don't you pray instead of you aggressively, you know, attacking and misappropriating your anger towards your wife? Why don't you pray that God should, you know, touch your wife and provide for her or change her, whichever aspect of it? Children, instead of you murmuring against your parents, why don't you pray for them? Why don't you talk to God about them, that this is what you want your daddy to do for you? Why don't you, you know, present the issue before God, the maker of heaven and earth? Let me tell you the truth. The truth of this matter is this. Many of these people, we can look at the second part of the devastating effect of this kind of murmuring in chapter 14 tomorrow, God willing. There are some of the youths where they murmured and they were at, you know, their tent doors. They murmured from their tent door. The plague took all of them there, killed them. They murmured. When you murmured in your heart, God can hear it. You have murmured in your heart. You did not even say it. You did not even do it with your mouth. But your heart have done it already. God can see to the most secretive part of your heart. That is where it is dangerous for you and I to murmur against God of heaven and earth. We shouldn't even do it against men. Let not talk of God. The problem is this, because some of us, it has become part and parcel of us to murmur against people around us, to murmur against, you know, our fellow human beings. Then it made it easy for us to murmur against God as well. That is the issue. And that was the reason why I said we should not murmur in any kind of relationship we have with men on earth. Murmuring on earth against men will, you know, push you to murmur against God of heaven and earth. You will start disrespecting God without you knowing it. May you and I never encounter the wrath of God in the name of Jesus. The wrath of God will never come upon your family and your loved ones in the name of Jesus. Let's bow down our head. Let's talk to God. Let's repent of every negative complaint, of every murmur you and I has ever engaged in the past. Let's ask God that we are so sorry. Let's ask Him for the forgiveness. Tell God this morning, Father, please forgive me. I know I've been murmuring against you. I've been murmuring against men. These people were doing it against Moses. They didn't know that they were actually doing it against God. Now, Lord, please have mercy on me. Forgive me. This morning, I plead for mercy. Show me mercy. Forgive me of every kind of murmuring I've getting myself involved with. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Lord, I pray once again, destroy that spirit that murmurs in me. Destroy it in me. Never allow it, oh Lord, to take better side of me. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonayojulius@gmail.com. Ayo there is A-Y-O, or johnsonjulius@tablegodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233 202 742 749 99 9915. God bless you. Or +233 552 482 187. Exploit this very day in all ramifications. I make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.